From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is a lot of anticipation about tomorrow's vice presidential debate. It is the one and only opportunity for voters to see Senator Joe Biden and Governor Sarah Palin together on the same stage. And over the years, vice presidential debates have provided some of the most memorable campaign moments, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Some of those moments have taken on lives of their own. Case in point, the vice presidential debate in 1988, when Senator Lloyd Benson, the Democrat, listened as his Republican counterpart, Senator Dan Quayle, explained why he had the credentials to assume the presidency if needed.
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency.
Just about everyone knows Benson's response. All together now.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
For viewers, the vice presidential debates often tend to be better theater than the presidential forum, says Professor Alan Schroeder, author of Presidential Debates, 50 Years of High-Risk TV.
The stakes are a little bit lower, and so the debaters in a vice presidential debate have free rein to be a little bit looser.
Benson's zinger was not enough to prevent Republican George H.W. Bush, with Quayle as his running mate, from winning the presidency, but it put a stake through the heart of Quayle's political career, says Schroeder, which should serve as a caution to Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
How she performs in this debate is going to really tell us whether she does have a future in politics down the line.
This Thursday will be only the second time that a man and a woman have shared the stage during a vice presidential debate. The first time was in 1984, when New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro, the running mate of Democrat Walter Mondale, faced off against Ronald Reagan's vice president, George H.W. Bush. She was the first female vice presidential candidate of a major party. Bush was an experienced foreign policy hand, and he proceeded to take Ferraro to school.
But let me help you with the difference, Ms. Ferraro, between Iran and the embassy in Lebanon.
This went on for quite a while. Ferraro coolly stood her ground.
Let me just say, first of all, that I almost resent, Vice President Bush, your patronizing attitude that you have to teach me about foreign policy.
This Thursday, Joe Biden, another man with lots of foreign policy experience, had better make sure he doesn't give Sarah Palin an excuse to say the same thing, says Chris Lehane, press secretary for former Vice President Al Gore.
At some level, you can only do harm in these debates because at the end of the day, the vice presidential pick is always a lot more about what it says about the presidential candidate.
But it can be hard sometimes to know what'll hurt. In 1992, there was a three-way vice presidential debate, including the running mate of Ross Perot. That was Admiral James Stockdale, who introduced himself to voters like this.
Who am I? Why am I here?
We may all have silently asked ourselves those questions, but voters didn't want a vice president who asked them in front of the world, says University of Kansas professor Diana Carlin, a former advisor to the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Stockdale's performance caused a lot of people to rethink Perot, because they didn't think he'd taken that choice seriously enough. And that was the deciding point for them.
But sometimes it's not the highly quotable remark that makes the difference. For example, the debate in 2000 between vice presidential candidates Dick Cheney and Joe Lieberman is remembered as something of an affability contest. For Cheney, that was by design, says Matthew Dowd, pollster and strategist for President Bush's White House campaigns.
Going into that debate, when Senator Lieberman would travel somewhere, he would give a bump to Gore in those places. And when Dick Cheney would travel into media markets and we'd poll afterwards, there'd be no effect.
But Cheney's laid-back demeanor and flashes of humor in the debate turn that around, says Dowd. Increasingly, he says, voters aren't just looking at the top of the ticket. They're looking at the whole presidential team.
Which includes the vice president, which includes the first lady. And so I think these vice presidential debates are growing in importance.
Which is why tens of millions of voters will be tuning in on Thursday to closely evaluate these two prospective vice presidents and to just enjoy the show. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.